Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Try to help you get a clear understanding of what was taking place. Again, a lot of new callers, thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. Guys, let me go ahead and let you know that the chat room, for those who might be in the chat room is not open tonight. You have to call in. So you got to come out of the chat room and call in. The call-in number is 516-387-1748. Again, 516-387-1748. And if you are on this call and you are a victim, or you know somebody who's been in a relationship where there's abuse has taken place, I would love to hear from you. Maybe we can add some coaching to help you get through or past that situation, and also provide some stuff that'll help you move on to the next level in that. So let me make sure, if you, as I play this music right quick, let's make sure that we got Mr. Travis on the line with us, and I will be back with you shortly.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Okay.
When the camera went off, man, you went to work. So let me verify that again. that you did not hit her at all?
Well, you've been in the military just like I have. And that, right. All that was some old school military blasting, as well as some of my southern hospitality is what I call it. You know, when you do
sure.
something wrong, you know,
sure.
my grandma and my mama used to let us have it. But it was, you know, those words alone would hurt you. And so basically,
exactly.
you know, that's basically what came out at a moment's notice, because when I first even started the video, I wasn't even going to do anything like that. I was sitting at the table. As you can see, there was a picture behind me. And I was just going to talk to the dude, but she walked up on me as I was speaking, and then that just came out. It wasn't planned or anything like that. I was just going to talk to that dude, let him know what the deal was. Hey, she's married. You messing with a married woman, because the last guy didn't even know she was married. So he
wow.
basically got caught into a situation where she lied to him too, and he was hurt. So, and
okay.
I was just letting this
okay,
new,
so
new guy do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So you did hit her then?
Negative.
Okay, good deal. Negative, ladies and gentlemen.
My hand was on, on her shoulder. And if you watch the video,
okay.
you'll see my hand on her shoulder, and her head is upright.
Head is upright.
So if
so,
I was pulling her hair, tell me
hair,
which
tell
point
me,
did I leave?
Did
I stop pulling her hair? Because if that was the case, her head would have been to the side the entire time.
Right.
She was basically in the situation where I'm scared because my first time cheating on you, I don't know what you're going to do. Of course, anybody, I would have been scared if I cheated on my spouse. You know what I mean?
Right.
A woman can pull out a kitchen knife and gut you up, you never know. But the whole point is she didn't know. So when somebody come at you, you don't split up. I would have
right.
But it wasn't like that. I didn't do anything like that. I just went off with my words, and that's basically what happened. So.
Oh, your words were heavy, brother. They came down like a sledgehammer, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
So
some of the callers from last time had asked a couple questions, and you basically answered them already. You know, why did you upload the video? In fact, it wasn't you who uploaded; somebody else did. Okay.
Right. And
the
I
other
even tried to figure out why, how he got it, and
he
gave me the name and the person or username actually,
okay.
And he's on Facebook, and his name is Kendall, and you can go to his page, and he'll tell you straight up, you know, somebody sent it to me. I don't know who it was. So.
All right, that's fine. No problem. The
okay.
the other question I had for you was, why did you stay with her? Why didn't you just leave after the first time?
Okay, so I didn't stay with her. What happened was, the day that you see that video being made, she just walked in the house. I just walked in the house, actually. But I was there earlier that day because I was moving on my stuff. I came back from Vegas trying to get her back to the house to get my stuff and get out of there. My last load of items, she showed up and pulled up in front of me and blocked my vehicle in. So I retreated to the house. And then, you know, the videos that you see happen and as well as there's another video that I have that a lot of people haven't seen, but it also shows what happened that day. And,
right.
But I didn't stay with her. So that happened on March 1st. And by April the 5th, we had basically separated. I left for Georgia back on a business trip and provided her a ticket to fly back to Florida. So... since that date, I haven't seen her. So that was like a month of time that we spent together separating our stuff. And the main reason for that month was for healing for her son. Her 20-year-old son lived with us. And, he had came down, and he was having a terrible time with what had happened, you know, being what his mama done. And
okay.
So I knew he was hurting. And so I stayed around to try to help mend that situation with him and his mom, because his mom had actually lost him at the age of 7, and he didn't see her to basically almost 18 years old again. And now he's 20, and this is happening, you know. So it was a situation where I said, okay, regardless of whatever we're going through, it doesn't matter for me. But that's his mama for life, you know. And me and him, we were really close, you know. I did that that 1 month.
Okay, great. And then let me make sure I ask this. I think you said it, but I want to make sure I ask all the questions that the some of my callers had sent to me was, and do you still communicate with her at all or with him?
Negative, I don't communicate with her at all. But I did receive a text message from her yesterday. Ironically, she sent me some Bible scriptures. I don't know why, but, you know, I didn't respond, and I left it at that. So.
Well, now that brings up another question then. So, mm-hmm. So I mean, this is news for me, so I need to ask, is it possible that you know, she could turn her life around and realize that she did wrong and she wants to be with a great man, and she's sending these Bible scriptures as an indication to say, hey, can you forgive? I don't know what the scriptures were. That's your personal stuff. I won't even ask. But, you know, is it possible that a second chance could come around for her? Just curious.
You know, I've already forgiven her, and, you know, but this is the issue. She's on a mission to rekindle the relationship, but she's doing it by means of harassment. What I mean by that is she's been going to family members, calling them. She's been spying on Facebook pages, hitting people up. Like if she see me in a picture with a person, she'll go to their page, friend them, and then try to actually talk to them in their inbox and stuff like that. So she's basically been stalking me. And I don't want to have anything to do with that type of situation, you know. And the things that she's been saying in court have been totally false, which I won that case anyway. But just the fact that she can actually go that far, just as like, you know, just as if, you know, the thing when she cheated, you know, to go that far, you know, she's continuing to do things that, to me, the person I would never want to be around again. And, you know, I wouldn't want to have my kids around, you know. So I got not just me to think about, I got my family to think about. So, but I just wish her well, and but me and her together would not work for the simple fact that I don't condone the way she goes about doing things, you know.
Sure. I respect that. Okay, great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those who are on the line, you are now free to ask any questions that you might want to ask. You just need to press 1 on your keypad, and it will let me know that you want to say something or comment on something, and then you're free to do that at this time. Now, I got another question why our callers might be formulating a question or getting their question ready, and that is
okay.
Because somebody else asked me this question, so I figured I'll put it to you. Are you currently single right now, or are you, you know, have the divorce went through? Are you looking for a mate? Are you taking recovery time? What are you doing?
I'm definitely taking recovery time, but as of February the 11th, which is next week, I'll be a single man. California makes you wait 6 months after you file, and when I did file, we had to track her down, get her address and serve her, and when I finally got her served, now this is the 6-month waiting period, so next week would be my final judgment as far as the divorce.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate the fact that you were willing to come on the line and set the record straight, because again, I got to be honest. When I saw it, I just swore up and down that number one, you had beat her before. Number two, you were pulling her hair, and number three, she was completely afraid of you the way she was flinching, you know. And again, I didn't even know it was you at the time. And so I said, wow, man, this is terrible. And now I. And again, normally I don't do that, but it looked that way. And so now I'm just, it even solidifies my reasoning for saying never judge a book by its cover, number one. Number two, everything, you know, doesn't always, it's not always what it looks like it is. So be sure before you say what you say, take a look at the facts and make sure you kind of get it from the horse's mouth, man, because if had you asked me then, when I first saw the video, I would say, put him in jail. He don't need no reason. He don't need no reason to be with that woman. He shouldn't hit that woman, you know. And right. That was my mindset. But again, yeah. Man, I appreciate you sharing with us tonight. So I'm gonna ask again. So far, I don't have anyone who has a question. Is there anything you would like to share? Oh, you know, before you share, I do want to say that I have seen the other videos and some of the other posts that you've made, and I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to share. Thank you so very much. And what I wanted to say, if those who hadn't had the privilege of seeing some of the other videos that were shared, he is man. I actually heard the dialogue of one of the videos where she had literally lied to the police. And I'm not condemning her. I'm just saying how sometimes we come so hard on the man because we think it's the man who is causing this, it's the man who's doing this. And so you know, she said out of her own mouth, she said, hey, I didn't know what else to tell the police. You didn't hit me, but you know, I didn't know what else to tell them. And she was saying these things and she was sorry and all this stuff. And I'm like, wow, boy, you know, the system is kind of geared, kind of tilted on the side of the woman because she's the weaker vessel. But you know, sometimes people lie. Sometimes people don't always tell the truth. So again, be very, very careful before you judge anyone based on anything. So take a couple minutes.
I got out those recordings. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh yeah, okay. So the reason I got out those videos is because I got into defense mode, you know, knowing what I was dealing with at that point. And I encourage anybody who knows that they're innocent to protect themselves, you know, audio, video, you know, how many nannies gotten caught beating up kids or beating up grown people, you know, or how many people have gone to jail for something they didn't do. And so, I mean, I'm in the mode of, you know, hey, I need to protect myself when I'm dealing with somebody that's like this. And it's just real unfortunate. You have to go through those measures, but it's a necessary evil, or, you know, thing to protect yourself. And, that's all I wanted, you know, just to make sure I didn't end up somewhere I wasn't supposed to.
Makes sense. So his advice to male and female is that you're in a situation like this in the future. You know, you want to record, you know, and I'm an advocate even for recording simple conversations sometimes, because you can get in a real big argument and people say things, and then, you know, you respond to what they say, and after you go back and you're talking about it and you say, hey, you know, I acted the way I acted, or I said what I said because of what you said, and they'll say, hey, I didn't say that. And I'm like, you know, You did. You know, speaking from experience, my wife and I, we've gotten in arguments, and she said things and that she didn't mean to say them, or I've said things that I didn't. You know, let me rephrase that. We meant to say what we said. We meant to hurt the person at the time, or we meant to say what we said, or we meant to lie or try to hide what we said. The truth of the matter is, whether you're angry or calm, if you say it, you said it, and it is what it is. All right? So, looks like we got a caller who might have a question for you. So, let me bring this call on the line. Last four digits of your telephone number is 0643. And You are live. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, my question is just for next step. So what steps are you taking during this recovery period and your healing process? And I know that Mr. Bolden offered you some life coaching classes. Are you taking advantage of those? And just what is your plan for your step? Not necessarily end up so that you won't get up your situation.
Great question. Were you able to hear, sir? I know it came in a little choppy.
I heard some of it. Could you repeat it a little bit?
Sure. She said, what are your next steps? She said, how can you, what are you setting in place so that, you know, it won't put you in a position like this anymore? And plus, on the last episode, apparently this caller either listened to it or listened to the previous broadcast, and because I volunteered to coach you and to help you get back in a better place if you're not in there already, and to help you move forward in your life. So, in essence, he wants to know your next step. And caller, before I let him talk, press 1 on your keypad again. It'll take off your indication for me, okay? Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, one thing I've been going through is post-traumatic stress disorder counseling, which is probably some of that reaction that you saw, which is that military side from being in war. And, you know, when we do things, we yell. That's basically the bottom line, you know. And so learning to control that side of myself, because a lot of people can't really understand that unless you've been in the military and been in the war, you know. As me and Zeke, we both were in Desert Storm together. And so you know what we went through. But the trauma from it sometimes comes out when you feel that same rage or anger in a way that others won't understand, you know, because you're just kind of going off. So I've been going to PTSD meetings and counseling and basically working on that part. As far as relationship side, I haven't yet ventured into that, but I am going to take Mr. Bolden's offer and talk with him. And even this right here, this forum is basically helping me, you know, understand how people see that type of reaction and the effect it has on others. You know, at the time when I did it, never knew it would ever get out in the world. But now that it is, even reading the comments and seeing the things that people are saying, that's like an eye-opener for me. So all of this has basically been therapy for me and a learning experience. So I hope
awesome.
I answered your question, but that's definitely what I've been going through as far as me trying to better myself for the future and not have to ever go through this again, you know.
Brother, I appreciate your honesty. I'm sorry,
I just made a little smile. Coming at the end, I said I would never go through that again. You won't ever catch me in that type of position. Yeah.
We got about a minute and a half left. I want to tell you that I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate the fact that we're going to be working together soon in the future. In addition to that, I do want to go on record as saying that I didn't know that was you in the video because of all the years that passed by. We changed a little bit. And plus, we don't remember a lot of people, a lot of things. However, now that I know who it is, we go back and we have history together. And I know you to be a fantastic person. I cannot wait until we complete some relationship coaching together so I can make sure that I let everybody know, hey, I got a keeper here, ladies. If you're looking for a man who is committed to loving you and loving your family or whatever, wherever you are, you know, when you're ready to get back out there, I want to make sure that I be a part of that process. So, guys, thank you so very much for joining me. I appreciate it so very much. Guys, be blessed. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And again, Travis, thank you so very much. Guys, thank you for joining me on Truthful Tuesday. Have a wonderful evening. Take care.
Good night.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Okay.